Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. And a number of things I hope to cover here today, but we are live and we don't have any guests calling in today. So we will open up our phone lines as well. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call this afternoon. Toll free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And let's go ahead and start our program today with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity, Lord, and we just thank you for the freedom that we have. Lord, we know that we look at things happening around us and our freedoms are steadily being eroded away and under assault. But Lord, we pray that you would just bless, help us to be able to do the things you've given us to do. Help us to be a witness for you, Lord, and we just pray that you would just help us through the program today to be a blessing to somebody, to encourage somebody in their walk with you, to point people that are searching to Christ, that they might find Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Father, bless now, we pray. We thank you for the opportunities. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, good to be with you today, and I want to mention a couple things here at the start before we get into everything, but I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. We meet at the Holiday Inn Express. We are still meeting there, and we certainly invite you to come visit us if you don't have a church home or you're not in a church that preaches the Word of God, that doesn't stick with the Bible, doesn't preach the gospel. We'd love to have you come and check us out. And also, just to mention, we've got our Friday night Bible study tonight, as usual, it starts at about 7 o'clock, and it runs until 9, and I think I didn't silence my phone. You can hear the thing cackling away at me here, so let me go ahead and try and silence my phone here. That's what happens when you're not used to having a ringer on your phone. I always use the vibration thing, but the vibration thing on my cell phone has been getting worse and worse, I think, and so I don't feel it half the time, so I thought, well, I had to put a ringer on, but the problem when I put a ringer on the phone is that I've never used a ringer for so long. I guess I haven't used one for so long that when I hear it ring, I think it's somebody else's phone ringing, and so I had to come up with something that would get my attention. And so I've got chickens cackling when my phone rings. So if you heard chickens cackling, that was my phone. But anyway, I wanted to mention, of course, our Friday night Bible study, as I said, 7 o'clock. It's an open Bible study where you bring questions, and we just have some refreshments. It's informal, and we just enjoy the fellowship around God's Word. And then, of course, our Sunday services are also at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. It's located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. We're in northern Summit County, midway between Akron and Cleveland. You can join us there. We have a morning Bible study that, well, we get there about 10. We don't always get started because everybody's got to get their coffee and donuts and to talk about what's been happening and everything. So we do have a Bible study at 10. It's not real structured. And then, of course, at 11 o'clock is our morning service. And I just finished up 2 Thessalonians. I've been preaching through some of the pastoral epistles here, or starting on the pastoral epistles. I was preaching on some of the Pauline epistles, and those are just fancy ways of saying the Bible, New Testament books that God used the Apostle Paul to pen. And we just finished 2 Thessalonians last week, so this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, Lord willing, we'll be starting in First Timothy chapter 1. That's where we'll be starting. And then, of course, on Sunday night, I am currently preaching through the book of Proverbs. And so that'll be at 6 o'clock on Sunday nights. And I am currently in Proverbs chapter 11. So that gives you an idea. I also want to mention you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can link from there to our Facebook page, facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. And I've been encouraging people to check us out at our alternative sites that we're moving more things over to, Parler.com. If you haven't gone to Parler and checked that out, they are not biased against conservatives. They are not biased against Trump supporters. They're not biased against Christians. Parler.com. And just search for Pastor Al Davis there, and you'll find our page at Parler.com. And the other one that we're on is USA.life, USA.life, and you can also go to USA.life, another free group, and this one, and both Parler and USA.life, they have things if you want more bells and whistles or you want different things, less ads or whatever, you can, there's some paid options available there as well. But anyway, on USA.life, you can go there and it's just like on Facebook, USA.life/livewithpastoral. You'll find us there at that. So I'm working on getting all those tied into our regular webpage, livewithpastoral.com. Takes a little time. I had hoped to have it done by this week, but just too many other things going on. Didn't get it done, so that's what we're doing right now, moving some things over there. I can post some things at Parler.com and USA.life that Facebook basically either shadow bans or outright censors. And so I encourage you to check those two sites out. All right, well, I want to get started here today with something that I was looking at, and I saw an article, and this article really caught my attention. This article was posted just this past week on I found it on Prophecy Newswatch and their site, and I was trying to think where it came from. I think Evangelical Focus was the original posting, but the article is titled Pope Francis' Dangerous Call for Interfaith Prayer, Each to His Own God. And this is interesting. In looking at this article, and he makes a question here, a rhetorical question, obviously. He says, can you imagine an Apostle Paul who at Areopagus in Athens, that's in Acts chapter 17, invites his listeners, the followers of various philosophical schools and ancient cults, to unite in prayer, each to his own God or ideal, as a sign of fraternity? And then he asks in the next paragraph, can you imagine an Apostle Peter who in writing to Christians at the four corners of the Roman Empire, and he refers to 1 Peter chapter 1, recommends that they raise petitions together with the faithful of the Eastern Greek and Roman religions to invoke the end of a pandemic. Well, and they did have a pandemic back then, I think during the time of Nero. And then he responds to his rhetorical questions by saying, for those who have a basic grasp of the biblical faith, this is pretty absurd. Not for Rome, though. Indeed, the Roman Catholic Church organized a day of prayer and fasting addressed to all believers of all religions under the auspices of the Higher Community for Human Fraternity. How's that? How'd you like to be on that committee? The Higher Community for Human Fraternity, to pray together. And the idea is that not only were Roman Catholics, but Muslims and Hindus and Buddhists and animists and pagans, and all sorts of isms and groups and ideas and religious and spiritual traditions and thoughts and persuasions and et ceteras would all come together to pray to his or her own god or personal divine ideal for the current pandemic to cease. Now, apparently, maybe they've had some success because World Health Organization and the CDC are now starting to say that it's no longer a pandemic anyways, it's only an epidemic. But here's the thing. Bringing all these things together, back on May 14th, the Pope had scheduled a conference in Rome that was going to call for two things. It was going to call for educational program to educate and enlighten the masses of the world why we need a global government. And then the other thing was to enlighten and educate the faithful of the world why we need a global religious system. And, of course, these two things, when you think about it, in order to bring together a one-world government, a one-world system, these are two things that are necessary to it. In fact, Vera Adler, who is a New Worlder teacher, globalist, had a book, When Humanity Comes, and Vera Alder said this: there's actually a plan and purpose behind all creation. World unity is the goal towards which evolution is moving. A world plan includes a world organization, that's the governing body, a world economy, and that, of course, is the world economic system, and then a world religion. And this is like what the Pope was talking about in his encouraging all people to come together to pray to his or her God, deity, religious, spiritual idea, or whatever it is that they have. And this is interesting because this was what the Pope was going to talk about at his meeting, but of course the pandemic, the coronavirus pandemic, caused his meeting to be temporarily canceled, and they moved it back. I think it's going to be in October of this year, and we're still here. The Lord hasn't taken us to be with him by then. We'll talk about that more at that time. But also, I read something recently. Actually, I read a couple of articles recently how the UN and various international groups, international money, economic groups and organizations are all talking about coming together in January of 2021 to try to institute a world economic system, a digital currency. Said before, during the stimulus package back in, it seems, when was that, April or whatever, the Democrats had tried to put in a digital currency, which would have been the precursor to this in that package. It was defeated. It did not make it in there. But these things are happening. And then, of course, our program that we had with Gary Ka on May the 15th, this past May 15th, he talked about the global plan that was entered into by these various groups in January of this year, a 12 to 18 month plan that also is planned to be reviewed at the Davos meeting in January of 2021, a meeting of various globalist groups and UN movers and shakers and such nots. But they're going to meet together to evaluate their plan and what we need to do to institute a world government. There's the three things right there: world organization, a world economy, a world religion. And these are the things the Bible talks about are coming. And, you know, we live in a day when Americans, supposed to be the land of the free, home of the brave, land of the free, Americans just rolling over and giving in to government orders, orders by government officials that aren't necessarily legal, aren't necessarily constitutional, but yet people abide by them. People knuckle under to them. People submit to them. And you say, but well, if they're illegal, why doesn't somebody stop it? Well, I use an illustration at our church, and I've used it on the radio before too. And the illustration is that you can have the best brakes in the world on your car, but if you never step on them, you're not going to stop the car. That's just the way it is. And if nobody steps on him, look at our governor, Governor DeWine, who illegally, and I say illegally because he violated court orders, he violated Ohio law, he canceled the primary election, and he changed it contrary to the government, the court orders, contrary to Ohio law. That's not legal. And yet, he got away with it. And then most of his orders, there's courts that have shot down his orders that have said that it is illegal for the governor to issue these orders, closing businesses, mandating face masks, mandating this, that, and the other. And yet, he gets away with it. Well, as I said before, you can have the best brakes in the world on your car, but if you don't step on them, you're not going to stop the car. And nobody seems to want to rein this lawless governor in. And now his latest thing, of course, is on a county-by-county basis beginning to impose mandatory mask requirements. And if you don't comply, there's the threat that you're going to be shut down again. Businesses shut down. Everything shut down. He's even gone now so far as to say that you must wear a mask inside of your church unless you're an officiant. Of course, it doesn't really define what an officiant is. So I would mandate that in our church, everybody's an officiant. But so these are the things that are happening. But I don't want to leave you with no hope, because I was reading in the Bible, and we've talked about a couple of these things in the past here, and in the Gospel of Mark, let me read this right here. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, this is a chapter you might want to study. This is corresponds to Matthew chapter 24 and chapter 25, also Luke chapter 21 is a corresponding chapter here. But Jesus is asked by his disciples about things that are going to take place in the end days. And they're at the temple, and they had described the temple to him and how wonderful and great it was and everything. And Jesus said that not one stone would be left upon another, they'd all be thrown down. And so while they're there, it says this, and I'll start in verse 3, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives over against the temple, Peter, James, and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled?" And Jesus, answering them, began to say, "Take heed, lest no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and shall deceive many. And when ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in diverse places, and there shall be famines and sorrows. These are the beginning, or famines and troubles, these are the beginnings of sorrows." Now, he's saying these things are the beginning. These are things that we're going to see. And I was reading something not too long ago where the guy was asking the question, if we're living in the last days, the last hours of the last days, what would we be seeing? Which reflects on what we talked about here, I think, a week or two ago on the program. But he says we're going to see these things, and this is happening today. We're seeing false Christ, people saying they come in his name and deceiving people. Paul warned of that, that in the last days perilous times would come. And then he says here, wars and rumors of wars, and we see that in the world today. And there's right now very strong concern that hostilities are going to break out into the open in the Middle East. If you haven't been following the news, and mostly all you see is the latest coronavirus propaganda, and I say propaganda because most people don't realize that the death rate from the coronavirus is a fraction of what it was back in April when we didn't have to be forced to wear masks, but that's another area. But there's these mysterious explosions that have been taking place at Iranian missile bases. Well, you know, I think I can make a guess as to what country might have some involvement in that, because these missile bases where Iran is building missiles and they're openly threatening to launch them against Israel because they want to destroy Israel. And Iranian soldiers have been wearing Syrian military uniforms spotted in the south of Syria. Guess where that's it, near? The northern border of Israel. And then, of course, their continued threatening and war saber-rattling by the Hezbollah and the threats to start another wave of missile attacks out of Lebanon, and then the fears of another intifada within Israel itself in some of the West Bank territories, because Prime Minister Netanyahu is talking about formally annexing in some, at least a portion of some of those areas there. You know, some of those non-biblical lands like Bethlehem, Judea, things like that. But anyway, as we're looking at these things, there's the fear that war will erupt in the Middle East and spread into a regional conflict. Well, don't have time to get into that, but go read Psalm 83 and look at that compared to what's happening in the Middle East today. But let me get back to Mark chapter 13 here. And he said here in verse 9, but take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils and synagogues. You shall be beaten, shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake and for a testimony against them. And we see Christians increasingly being vilified, told that we're responsible for the spread of the coronavirus, that we're responsible for the social unrest in this country, and we're becoming fast one of the most persecuted groups in the world, not just in the United States. We see Christians being beaten and delivered up to councils and all of these things. And then he says this in verse 10, and the gospel must first be published among all nations. You know what? We're now seeing the gospel published throughout the world through radio. It made tremendous progress, but through the internet, the word of God is going throughout all the world. I look at some of the internet stats where this program gets accessed from, and our website gets accessed from with the program, and countries all over the world. It's amazing. Places you'd never think, even Muslim countries, China, Russia as well. And so being accessed all over the world. He said, these things are going to be happening. Well, I don't have time to go through everything, but as he comes down through many of these things that he talks about, false Christ and false prophets rising, and then these things that are going to take place during the tribulation period. And he says here in verse 29, so ye in like manner, when ye shall see these things come to pass, know ye that it is nigh even at the doors. And again, Luke had said much the same thing in Luke chapter 21, where he says, when you see these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And then that was in verse 28, and then in verse 31, so likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. You know, we're not to be in darkness. We are not to be sleeping. We are to be awake. We are to be watching. And we know that our Redeemer is coming, and that he's coming for us. But he's coming for us us, meaning those who have put their faith in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. If you've not put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the social chaos and unrest that we've seen in this past past few months, the sickness and the fear of disease and death that we've seen in the past several months, the earthquakes that we're seeing, the volcanic activity, the different things, the plague of locusts that is devastating northern Africa and parts of the Middle East, these things are signs of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and they're only going to get worse. The only way you can avoid it is to put your faith in Christ and listen for that trumpet. One day that trumpet will be sound, and we'll be caught up to be with the Lord in the air. Trust Christ if you haven't already. If you have, remember, trust Christ and He'll live.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.